let's start with some easy question. Yeah. Oh, first, may I have your name?
Yeah, it's Emlyn. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and what did you have for breakfast?
What I have for breakfast? I think literally just a granola bar. Yeah.
Not too bad. Give you energy. Yeah.
That's something.
Okay, so here, you can see we have a scale here. So if you're thinking about the voting system, mm-hmm. like where would you put your on the scale towards to trust or distrust?
Probably like an 8, like a 7.5 or an 8.
Okay.
Probably.
Towards to trust.
Towards trust, yeah, okay. Towards trust.
So why do you choose this spot?
I have a certain amount of trust in the system just because I know it's harder to hide things than to actually do stuff right. But I also know that there is always more going on than we think in terms of like who can get on the ballot and money and why. And there's a lot of things at play that we don't always see. Yeah.
And is there any like personal stories or related to voting?
I have only voted once because I'm 19. but it was cool because the first time I voted for my mom for like a school board election. And it was cool to be able to vote for someone that I like had met and seen and things. But now it's weird coming up to the presidential election that like I know nothing about these people. Like I just have to have faith in them. Which is strange, because the first election was everyone I knew personally, everyone I voted for or didn't vote for. And now I have to just kind of hope I know what they're about, which is wild. That's definitely a change for this year.
Yeah. But there's still time for you to, like, yeah. get some more information.
Yeah, but, like, there's only so much you can Google without, like, meeting someone face-to-face. Like, the last time I voted, I had met everyone face-to-face and, like, known them. Like, I had talked to them in person. But now it's, like, a video.
Yeah, I see. That's a big difference here. Yeah. So, like, where do you want to be on the scale? Or where do you think people should be on the scale?
I think a 9, because I think complete trust is never a great idea. Like, you should always have some skepticism and be looking into things, but higher is better always. Like, you should have as much faith as you can without being complicit, without having an idea. You know what I mean?
So, like, what do you think people can do? Or under what situation that can have more people towards to 9?
Probably more interaction with the public. Like I said before, like when I voted for people that I personally knew or I'd like spoken to, that helped a lot. And I went to I do a lot of stuff through Planned Parenthood, and I went to like a Kamala Harris like rally thing for Planned Parenthood as a representative. And like seeing her speak in person, like I feel like I know her more. I understand more about her, and I can make a more informed decision about like policy she may or may not have. Like seeing someone in person unfiltered is a completely different thing than like everything they edit to look nice or everything that they, you know, like they cut the video to look good. In person, that's the truth.
It's more like the personal interactions between them.
Yeah, that helps a lot, I think. I think that's really important.
Okay, that's great. So let's go to the other side of
Sorry. We're not helping at all.
Okay. Cool. So this is like a teach a kid how to vote challenge. Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, you see here, the kids here are from the UWM Children's Center.
Yeah.
So just imagine yourself in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to teach them, like, there are two questions, like, why people need to vote?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you vote? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So please just explain to them using the language that they can understand.
Mm-hmm. So you want to vote because it's important to be involved in your community. If you don't put a say into what's happening, you're kind of complicit in whatever happens because you haven't tried to change it. So if you haven't tried to influence things, you can't really complain, I guess, about what's happening right now. Like, you need to try your best to make things better, even if you're just a small voice in a big crowd. You want to try your best. And then how you vote. Voting is actually pretty easy. You register literally online. These kids are young, so they probably are like way more internet savvy than I am already. You know, the Gen Alpha kids are always so good at it. So like you just go on the internet, you give them your name and things like that. You go in to vote, you give them your license, and you go into like the little booth, like you're in a stall in a bathroom. Like it's like a little bathroom stall, and you go and you like fill in little bubbles like you're coloring, and then that's it. And like it takes like 10 minutes. And it's 100% worth it to know that you tried your best to make the world the way you want to see it.
That's great. Is there anything else that you want to share with us?
I don't think so, but like I hope I hope faith gets better in the system, and I hope we can all work together to change it. Right.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.